Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds.
Every day, spring is unfolding before us in myriad ways, and the bird world is certainly no exception. Some baby birds have already hatched, and many are still developing inside their eggs. Some have spent as little as 2 weeks developing in those eggs, and others will spend much longer. In general, the songbirds with their smaller eggs will hatch more quickly and will emerge as very helpless, almost bare creatures with their eyes closed or almost closed. And they would quickly die without the constant care of their parent or parents. These birds are classified as altricial. Larger birds, like the raptors, can also be altricial, and the larger the altricial bird is, the longer it needs care before it fledges.
At the other end of the spectrum, we see the precocial birds, hatched in a much more developed state, needing little, or in some cases, no care from parent birds. Note the word precocial and its similarity to precocious, meaning advanced. An example of a precocial bird is the wild turkey, whose chicks are born fully able to walk around and feed on their own, although needing some parental direction, warming at night, and protection. Ducks, grouse, wading birds, geese, and turkeys are precocial.
We've all seen nests full of altricial birds, like robins, where the babies are barely able to lift their heads. But when they sense movement nearby, the heads come up, their mouths open wide for the food they need to survive and grow. In most cases, that food comes in the form of insects, grubs, or worms. But in some cases, like doves and pigeons, the food is delivered via regurgitation, with the parent putting its beak in the mouth of the baby and delivering partly digested food.
It's amazing how quickly a baby bird will develop and grow. A songbird chick can change from a helpless, blind, and bare hatchling to a fully formed and ready-to-fly bird in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. The delivery of protein-rich insects is critical to the process, and if that is disrupted, the babies quickly weaken and die. They are also extremely vulnerable in the nest, and predators like larger birds, mammals like raccoons, and even squirrels take their toll on the young ones. Other dangers are all around, like unusually cold conditions, insects contaminated with insecticides like lawn chemicals, and house cats that can kill either a parent bird or a fledgling. Overall, fewer than 1/3 of young birds live through their first year.
It's important to refrain from disturbing nests at this time of year, since our nearness can cause babies that are not ready to fledge to be frightened from the nest. And if they are not yet at the fledgling state, they will likely die. It's also important to know that when babies are ready to fledge, that is, to try flying on their own, they often leave the nest before they can actually fly. They'll be on the ground, but the parent birds will feed them and take care of them while they build the strength to finally fly and take care of themselves. If you see a baby bird on the ground, don't assume that it's abandoned. Just leave it and it will be taken care of. If you have a house cat, please try to keep it inside for these weeks of spring to give the baby birds a better chance to live.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's segment. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future programs, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders of the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society, and we're For the Birds.